The Wood Brothers, Pitted, Jim Clark's, Ford Powered Lotus in the Indy 500. That's what we're throwing back to because they won the race.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
From pads and rotors to shocks and struts, coming to a full stop should never mean your business does too. At NAPA, we are the pros that know brakes and suspension better than anyone. So when others are grinding their gears, our premium parts and exceptional service deliver results. Whether you're operating a local shop or managing a national fleet, NAPA has exactly what you need, when and where you need it. Get the brake and suspension parts you're looking for right now at NAPA.
If you go up to the original Wood Brothers Racing headquarters in Stuart, Virginia, and if you never have, you should, you'll see the Leonard Wood hand-built mini version of the Indy car they pitted that won at the Brickyard in 1965. With a throwback paint scheme on Josh Berry's car at Darlington this weekend, honoring that amazing achievement.
Really cool story. The Wood Brothers pitted Jim Clark's Ford Powered Lotus in the Indy 500. That's what we're throwing back to because they won the race. But it was really cool to hear the stories from Leonard about how much it meant to him. You know, you think somebody that's been in NASCAR for 75 years and accomplished all these amazing things, for him to say that, you know, that moment was one of the most memorable that he's had in his entire life really puts into perspective how big of a moment it was.
Apparently, we need legal experts covering NASCAR these days. Now it's Legacy Motor Club suing Rick Ware Racing for not following through on a deal to sell them a Cup charter, while Ware maintains Legacy secretly changed the terms of the agreement. And along with it costing him some hard feelings, Sammy Smith has been fined $25,000, along with the loss of 50 points for taking out the leader on the last lap of the Martinsville Xfinity Series race.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
Whether you're gambling on the outcome at Darlington or needing a top pick for your fantasy team, Kyle Larson could be the ticket. He's already conquered the track, too tough to tame, and been a runner-up three times, not to mention he seems to be the perfect date for the lady in black.
Maybe just me being somewhat comfortable living on the edge, and Darlington, you kind of have to live on the edge to be fast. So, you know, the pace falls off, tires wear out quite a bit. So I just really enjoy that track.
PRN's Garage Pass, not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.